probation worker, money-grabbing, ungrateful, incompetent bastards. I'm struggling to find the words. Money-grabbing, ungrateful, incompetent bastard springs to mind. We had years of pay freeze during austerity that contributed to paying for the banker's bailout. When is our bailout coming to pay our rents, our mortgages, etc.? At work, management put posters up calling us heroes. We all felt patronized. We wondered how the government might show their appreciation after all that clapping. Well, now we know the answer. They are not. But the Tories show their appreciation to their own friends and family. This government awarded £17.3 billion of contracts to private companies. £550,000 for a consulting deal with Public First, whose two directors just happened to previously work for Cabinet Office head Michael Gove. £1 million with faculty, whose shareholders until recently included Theodore Renou, another Cabinet Office minister. Pestfix, a pest control supplies company, was added to the high priority lane, and awarded £350 million to supply PPE to the NHS. Clearly, we are not all in it together. This government thinks a pay freeze will pay for their incompetence, and their donations to friends and family in big business. With Keir Starmer leading the Labour Party, and Francis O'Grady, leader of the Trades Union Congress, TUC, both pally with Chancellor Rishi Sunak, the Tories calculate there won't be a fight back. But there will. Workers are not just angry, they are getting desperate. If trade union leaders issued a call to action, we would respond. But we need leaders that won't sell us out, like they did in the 2011 pension strike. Heather Olling, residential worker in probation hostel and Unison member, personal capacity,